5AA regular season with an 18-1 record, which is good for first place in the conference and the number one seed in this tournament. They face the Lincoln Blue Tigers tonight. Lincoln comes in 17-12. They're 9-10 in MIAA as they finished up conference play against Northwest last Saturday. And they're the number 9 seed coming into this one as they open up a conference tournament play on Monday evening with a win over Lindenwood in St. Charles. Along with Matt Gorder, I'm Sean Coffey, your student engineer for tonight's game, Ryan Elliott. And Matt Gorder, Northwest accomplished one of their goals this season. That was to win the MIAA regular season title. Goal number 2 coming up against tonight with Lincoln University.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And then they've got 2 more goals ahead of that. So there's still, even though this is postseason, there's still a lot to be played and a lot to be determined for this Northwest basketball team. And it just gets more exciting this time of year. You're talking about March, and all games are exciting in March, or as exciting as they possibly can be. So this is when the fun really begins.
And a great venue for this tournament. They've been down here for a number of years. When the Bearcats came out on the floor a few moments ago, a huge roar from the crowd of Bearcat fans that have been here early to get ready for this matchup.
Yeah, the gates opened an hour before tip-off of this game, and there were Bearcat fans in the stands about 59 and a half minutes before the start of the ball game. So they're excited. They're all over the arena. There's some from down in the Kansas City area here. Some have traveled down from Maryville. Some from other parts as well. So it should be a fun time tonight.
Northwest and Lincoln as they go through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and have more in our pregame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Thrive Bank is right at your fingertips, more at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart, Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned carts, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. Northwest and Lincoln going through their pregame warm-ups before the 6 o'clock tip-off tonight in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. I'm Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. We already had a couple of games played this afternoon in the quarterfinals. It was Nebraska Kearney with a win over Washburn 72-69, and Central Missouri with a win over Central Oklahoma 59-54. A couple of close games this afternoon. Maybe not the best played games in the world, but they were close anyway.
Yeah, it sounded like that. They may not have been the most inspired basketball games, but, you know, when you're talking about early in the afternoon on a Thursday, it's a lot different feel for those basketball teams that are used to playing evening games or, you know, on a Saturday afternoon or something. So it's a little bit different. Plus, you're in a big arena with not a huge crowd for those games. So it's a little bit understandable. It might not have been the most inspired.
So that portion of the bracket for the semifinals on Saturday at noon has been set up with Central Missouri facing Nebraska Kearney. The winner of this matchup between Northwest and Lincoln will play at approximately 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, and they will face the winner of the game to follow this one with Missouri Southern and Fort Hays State. So that's the way things look right now. Northwest and Lincoln again going through their pregame warm-ups. We'll be back and hear from the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. That's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Baumley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Baumley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BaumleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. And also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and First Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to your pregame before this evening's matchup between Northwest and Lincoln in the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City. Joined now by the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, coming into this conference tournament, the number one seed.
Yeah, I think our kids, you had a good season so far, good regular season, really consistent, taking everybody's best shot throughout the whole year, and we're able to withstand that and still get a conference championship by, I think, four or five, maybe six games. So, you know, we're excited about that, but that's in the past, and now it's win or go home. Everybody's got a 0-0 record, and that's how we're going to play.
Take us through what the conference does with the teams when they come down to Kansas City.
You know, it's a neat experience because we get to stay in a really nice hotel, obviously play in a nice venue. And then, you know, if you're fortunate enough to win, you get to watch a lot of good basketball, and that makes it a great experience from our kids and even for our coaches.
Now, today you've got Lincoln University, third time you've seen this team this year, and the second straight game that you played at the Blue Tiger. Just talk about the third meeting here.
Yeah, you know, they're a team that can really score it. They've got a couple guards that can really get hot, get going, and you know, they've been throughout the year fairly inconsistent. I'm guessing tonight they will take their best shot, and they'll play as well as they can and pull out all the stops, and, you know, that's our goal, is to play as well as we can.
Like we talked in the past about this Lincoln team, that they're a team that plays very well once they get a little bit of momentum going their way.
Oh, yeah, if you get them down, they'll kind of resort back to just going one-on-one, and if they're up, then, yeah, they'll play with some positive attitude. But we took one of their best shots at their place with their crowd and their band and all that, and came out of there, you know, with a win. And so now it's here and another big environment, and hopefully our kids can be ready to go.
Very guard-talented team with Smith and Verdura at the guards. What are some of the keys to stopping those two from scoring?
Just guard them. We didn't do a good job of guarding them at their place. You know, I think that if we can stay in front, keep them going east and west rather than north and south, and then limit their easy opportunities, I think we'll be okay.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks a lot, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. Stay tuned. We're back and have the starting lineup right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. More at barnesbaker.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's game comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course and the newly opened Watson 9 Junior Course. More on Mazingo's golf offerings is at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Also from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. We're just a few minutes away from tip-off time. Northwest at 26-1, the number one seed in the NCAA postseason tournament, faced the Lincoln Blue Tigers, the number nine seed in this tournament. Northwest will face Lincoln twice this season and posted wins in each matchup. Starting on it, first of all, for Northwest Missouri State, Justin Pitts at the point guard, 5'9 junior out of Blue Springs, Missouri. He's averaging 19.3 points and 3 rebounds a game. Also first in the MIAA in assists per contest at just under 6 a contest. The other guard, Anthony Woods, a 6'2 senior out of Kansas City, Missouri. Transferred from Northeast Community College in Norfolk, Nebraska, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds a game. Pitts, by the way, the MIAA Player of the Year announced earlier this week. Chris Ebuendow, a starter, a 6'6 junior from Stavanger, Norway. He's averaging 13.6 rebounds a game. He's a third-team All-MIAA performer and also a member of the All-Defensive Team at Northwest. At another fourth spot, Zach Snyder. Zach, a 6'7 senior from Prairie Village, Kansas, averaging 10 points and 2 boards a contest. He's a second-team All-MIAA performer. And inside, Brett Doherty, 6'7 junior out of Omaha, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds per contest. For Lincoln, in their lineup, a player that missed the game on Saturday against Northwest, Anthony Verdure, out with a suspension. He's back out there now, a 6-foot senior from St. Louis, Missouri. He's a first-team all-conference performer. Also, the leading scorer in the MIAA at 21.9 points per game and 4.9 rebounds per contest. He had 50 against Northwest in the first meeting in Jefferson City. Also at a guard, Maurice Mason, a 6'2 junior from Kansas City, Missouri. He didn't play in the last meeting as well in Maryville. He's averaging 3 points and four rebounds by contest. A transfer from MCC Penn Valley here in Kansas City. Now the guard is Jalen Smith, a 6'3 junior of Memphis, Tennessee, averaging 20.8 points per game and 6 boards a contest. He had 27 points against Northwest in the meeting last Saturday and played all 40 minutes of that contest. At a Fort O'Shea Clark, Lewis is in this one now. Richie Lewis, a starter, a 6'1 senior out of Flint, Michigan, and a transfer from Nicholls State, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And inside is Takurius Maddox. Maddox, a 6'8 senior from Oak Park, Illinois, and a Coastal Bend transfer. He didn't play on Saturday as well. He's averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per contest. That's the way the lineups look. We'll be back. Get ready for the tip-off right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com. And from Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 562-2424. And support also comes from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. And also from MTE Office Center with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. MTE Office Center at 216 East 3rd in Maryville and 524 North Walnut in Cameron.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Campus Dining. Their staff provides full catering services for weddings, family reunions, and private events across the Bearcat Nation. More information is available at nwcampusdining.com. And from Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com. Support also comes from Bram Danfelt Funeral Home in Maryville, located at 206 East South Hills Drive. Director Jeff Bram provides families with pre-arrangements, burials, and cremation services. More information is available at bramfuneralhome.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there's no practice fields in farming. More at millendinsdaleseed.com.
You're listening to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Welcome back to Historic Municipal Auditorium in downtown Kansas City. The Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team facing the Lincoln Blue Tigers in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Again, Northwest 26-1 on the season. Lincoln coming in 17-12. Lincoln the number 9 seed. The Bearcats the number 1 seed in this postseason tournament. Again, these teams have met twice before, with Northwest winning both meetings, as Northwest won on this past Saturday, 82-53. Then in Jefferson City, it was an 80-75 victory. Of course, a lot of people talk about that matchup, with Anthony Verdura scoring 50 points against Northwest in that matchup this past Saturday. Jalen Smith had 27 against the Bearcats, but Maguire, I think the key in both of those games, no one else in double figures for both teams.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you talk about that Verdura game, I think the next closest score to him had 7 points, you know, so that's a pretty drastic difference. This is a team game. Not one guy is going to beat you, even if he does put up 50 points. So if one of those two has a great game, I think you're going to be fine. If both of those two have a great game, then you're going to be talking in a little bit of trouble, and it's going to be a nerve-wracking game. So we'll see whether one or both of them come out and play well here this evening.
All right, have a chance to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Ryan Elliott is our studio engineer. And before we get to the announcement of the starting lineups here at Municipal Auditorium, now time for the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, this great nation is the United States of America, and all who are serving at home or around the world. It's the Northwest Pep Band, under the direction of Katie Strickland, plays our national anthem.
Anthem again performed by the Northwest Missouri State Pep Band. Matt Gordon, that Pep Band really makes a huge difference. They have a lot of fun. They really make Bearcat Arena fun during the home basketball games and add to that excitement down here at Municipal Auditorium.
Yeah, you talk about two basketball teams here that have great Pep Bands. These are about as two as good as they get. Lincoln's is here as well. And, of course, when we were in Jefferson City, everybody heard, whether you're listening to the radio or not during that game, the Lincoln Pep Band. But it definitely does add to the atmosphere, not just at home, but down here in Kansas City as well.
That it does. Before we get to the tip-off here, I think we're going to have the presentation of all MIAA team here. And, of course, for Northwest, represented by Justin Fitz, the MIAA Player of the Year. Also being named to the squad, Zach Snyder, a second-team All-MIAA performer on that squad as well. Chris Ebuendow, a third-team performer, also a member of the All-Defensive Squad. And Anthony Woods being named honorable mention as well, so, and also Devontae Mosby. So Cats will be represented on the All-MIAA squad, and Ben McComb, the coach of the year.
Yeah, it's kind of what you would expect with the record that Northwest Missouri State had during the regular season and during the MIAA season. To have that sort of representation, it's what they always talk about. You know, you go out there and you perform. Don't worry about the individual accolades. Those will come if your team is winning.
Bearcats have had a lot of success in Kansas City through the years with this MIAA postseason tournament. Of course, winning the regular season the last three seasons and going forward for a fourth straight year now. And, again, having success here under Coach Ben McComb as well as Coach Steve Tatmeyer through the years. And you look at this Lincoln team, they've made the MIAA postseason tournament the last two seasons. The last time they played for a championship in the postseason tournament, all the way back in 1981, where they lost to Northeast Missouri State, now Truman State, when Truman State in the MIAA. So Bearcats a lot more history in this tournament than what Lincoln University has.
Yeah, and for Lincoln, tournament-wise here at Municipal, they haven't had a ton of opportunity. They did play an exhibition here against UMKC, so they have played in this arena. But in terms of MIAA tournament, and it's going to be a completely different atmosphere here than a UMKC game, despite that being a Division One school.
Again, earlier this afternoon, the two other quarterfinal round games were played. Central Missouri defeated Central Oklahoma 59-54. And in the first game this afternoon, it was Nebraska Kearney over Washburn 72-69. Matt, what's noteworthy out of that game? The last game for head coach Bob Chipman at Washburn.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, he had the opportunity to go through this season and kind of have that farewell tour, a nice tribute to Coach Chipman when Washburn was in Maryville to face Northwest Missouri State. But, yep, the final game for Coach Chipman. He's spent several decades with that program, and I'm sure he'll still be around the program or involved a little bit anyway, but it will look different on the sidelines for sure starting next year.
His last game here at Municipal Auditorium, he won an NAIA National Championship here before Washburn went Division II right here on this floor at the Municipal Auditorium. So he's had some success here as well through the years.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's one thing I don't think people realize is how much this arena is used for, utilized for different basketball at different levels. You know, of course, they play Division I tournaments and things over at the Sprint Center now, but this gym is used, especially this time of year, a ton to play postseason basketball, and there's a lot of teams that really enjoy the opportunity to play here.
This used to be really one of the centers for college basketball nationwide back when it was first built all the way through the 30s, 40s, and on through here with a lot of NCAA Division I championships being played on this floor as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's cool to see, you know, you see the nice looking floor, but when you look kind of off to the side, you see what the original floor was and what it looked like, and it's kind of cool to think about them playing basketball on that floor, you know, many, many decades ago, but still so a lot of good basketball left to be played in this arena for sure.
NBA also has been home here to the Kansas City Kings before Kemper Arena was built when the Kings made the move from Cincinnati where they were the Cincinnati Royals, and so we've had NBA play, everything from the NBA, Division I college basketball to NAI has called this place home through the years.
Absolutely. They're just done announcing the All-MIAA team, or recognizing them anyway, and taking one final picture here. You kind of look at it, Coach McCollum, he's like, hurry up and snap that photo because we got some basketball to be played.
He's been ready to play basketball for about an hour here,
yeah,
I think.
Absolutely.
And when you look at the matchup, again, Northwest with two wins already against the Blue Tigers, you always hear the line that it's hard to beat a team three times in one season. Northwest has done that through the years to a number of squads, but what do you see as the keys to this evening's matchup?
I really think a fast start for Northwest. I think if they come out and they make a statement early on in this game, I think they really can pour it on against Lincoln here tonight. Now, if Lincoln keeps it close early on in the ball game, I think it's going to be a full 40-minute ball game. So I think the first 5 minutes of this matchup really is going to tell us a lot. For the Bearcats, they need to rely on what they typically rely on, and that's good defense. And that's a good place to start. The offense has been there more this year than in years past, and that's partly in due because of the way they play their defense.
One thing that Coach McCollum talked about in the pregame interview, when you talk about defense, says he anticipates this team playing much better on defense against the guard tandem of Jalen Smith and Anthony Verdura. Of course, Verdura wasn't in the lineup Saturday at Bearcat Arena, but I think we'll see a different type of defense against those two guards than what we've seen in the first two matchups.
Yeah, and you know, another thing to think about with Verdura, that 50 points he put up, he was hitting some shots that were defended well. I mean, there were guys in his face. He was fading away from out on the perimeter, right on the three-point line, if not beyond. And you don't hit shots like that very often unless you're in a zone. And he was that night. And you can't defend somebody that's that way. Like I said, Northwest was in position a lot of the night on him. They just could not keep him from getting those crazy shots to fall, and it's going to be tough for him to try to replicate something like that.
A lot of teams have had trouble guarding him this season. Of course, he's the leading scorer in the MIAA, averaging just under 22 points a game. He had 16 against Lindenwood on Monday night, and then last week 20 against Missouri Western down in St. Joseph to go on 10 rebounds. He's also a guy that does a pretty good job distributing the ball around as well, so he's kind of a good offensive player in the Then Northwest will have to watch him, Jalen Smith, and the rest of this Lincoln team. But I think this really should be a fun matchup tonight.
Yeah, no, like I said, it's as long if you do have one of those guys play real well tonight, as long as both aren't playing real well, and I really don't see two different guys from the same team having a huge night against this Northwest defense. It's just too hard to do.
Well, all the pregame festivities wrapping up here. We're about ready for basketball, Northwest and Lincoln. Winner this will play at approximately 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the semifinals. That game to follow the first game of the afternoon between Central Missouri and Nebraska Kearney. Bearcats or Lincoln will face the winner of the Missouri Southern Fort Hays State game, which is the final game of today's slate here at the Municipal Auditorium, the game to follow this one here. So that's the way things look as we're getting ready for basketball. Officials for today's game, Jeff Campbell along with Ryan O'Neill and Greg Kawada. And we're ready to go at the midcourt for Northwest in white uniforms is Brett Doherty. Bearcats wearing the white uniforms with the green numerals and the green trim. Doherty will jump center up against Jalen Smith, and the tip is controlled by Lincoln as they go from our right to our left in their dark blue uniforms with the white numerals. Across midcourt goes Verdor. He's guarded out front by Smith, dribbles right side, works his way through a screen to the right corner, loses hand on the ball, but it rolls right side, picked up by Maurice Mason, brings it out near midcourt with 15 on the shot clock. Lincoln going from our right to our left in this first half. Right side, Verdure. Bounce pass out top the key for Jalen Smith. Long three out front with the left hand off the front of the rim. The rebound chased on the baseline. And it's Justin Pitts coming away with the boards for the Cats, and they'll take it across midcourt. Bearcats set up their offense. Dribbling right side is Pitts. Looks into the right corner and gets it for Woods. Woods to the right wing. Out front, left side for Pitts. Fakes right, goes left. Now at the elbow left side for Doherty. Back to Pitts. Free throw line jumper on the way. Off the back of the rim. No on the rebound. Pulled away by Maddox for Lincoln. Now it goes to Verdure. He'll take it across midcourt to the top of the key. Pulls up. Pops it to the left wing. Gets it to Mason. He sets it and takes a jumper. Won't go. Rebound tip and out. Clear with the rebound for Northwest.
Two possessions, and Lincoln has only gotten 2 feet inside the perimeter once. They are not finding any holes early on.
Pitts out front left for Endow. Now to Snyder between the circles. On the right side, Pitts. Left wing finds Endow. He'll drive through the lane to the bucket off the right side. Banks it and hits it. Chris Endow gives the Bearcats thoroughly 2-0 lead. Verdure across midcourt. Head out front by Anthony Woods, pressuring him near the jump ball circle. Dribbles right side to the right of the free throw line. Back pedals, takes a jumper off the front of the rim. Long rebound to the right corner. Chase and it goes out of bounds. Richie Lewis going for it in the far right corner. Couldn't get there in time, and the Bearcats will have it.
One of the things that you're seeing change in terms of the defense against Verdure is extending it all the way out to midcourt. He gets one step across that midcourt stripe, and he's got a defender right in his hip pocket.
Cats up 2-0. This game just underway as Pitts takes it across midcourt right side. Met by Richie Lewis. Now Verdure picks him up, drives right to the lane, through the lane, kicks it back left side to end out. Out front right side for Pitts. Takes a pass off the key for Gordy, hands off to Pitts. Left side on the wing is Endow. Ball fake, drives the lane. Shot won't go. Long rebound, chase down, picked up by Smith. And the Blue Tigers on the fast break. Smith to the free throw line. Gets it to left wing for Mason out front. Lay for Maddox. Now between the circles for Jalen Smith. Smith will drive the lane right side. And a little runner with the left hand off the back of the rim. No rebound by Maddox. And put back off for glass will go. We're tied up at 2. 17:34 left in the first half. Pitts walks across midcourt right side and double-teamed out front. Cross-court left side for Endow. In left corner for Snyder. Skips it out front right side. There's Pitts. Long three on the way. Got nothing to that. And it's a 5-2 Bearcat lead. And to the front court right side, Verdure. Dribbles to the top of the key. St. Louis Nady pulls up the dribble. Looks left side. Smith on the wing. Guarded by Endow. Holds it. We'll take it to the free throw line. Pulls up his dribble. There's Doherty. Checks him off. Back left side for Smith. Sets up, wants the three out front now. Jalen Smith very patient. Got the shot, and it's a 5-5 ball game. About 4 minutes in, across the timeline left, Pitts to the left wing is Woods. Free throw line, hooks a pass baseline, left for Doherty, cutting on the pick and roll, misses the shot, and the rebound, Maddox for the Blue Tigers. Now through the lane for Doherty. Goes up for the layup, won't go, and the rebound for Northwest, and with it, Zach Snyder. Now to Woods to the right wing. Dribbles to the baseline, now out front right. Gives it to Endow. Goes cross court left side and finds Pitts. Looks right side for Snyder. Right wing Endow, low right side is Woods. Trying to post up with Mason off the baseline. Pivots, now takes the jumper from 10. Got Anthony Woods with his first bucket of the game. Northwest up by 2. Just over 16 minutes left in at the first half. Verdure will walk it across the timeline, met immediately by Anthony Woods. Now we'll drive the lane through the bucket, up for the shot off the right side, misses, but it wasn't a foul. And this will go on Northwest. And we got a break in the action as well. Doherty picks up the foul. That'll be his first break in the action. 15:52 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 7 and Lincoln 5. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is available at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
We're back at Municipal Auditorium. 15:52 left in the first half of this MIAA postseason tournament quarterfinal game between Northwest and Lincoln. Bearcats up by 2-7-5.
Yeah, and this is a battle. And we talked about it in the pregame. The first few minutes of this game may determine just how tough it's going to be, and I think it's going to be an outright battle for 40 minutes tonight between these two teams.
Hey, at the top, talked about the three officials out on the floor. There's a familiar face that's an alternate official on this one. Chad Waller, just to our right, former SID at Northwest Missouri State, now working for the NAIA down here in Kansas City, but does a lot of officiating as well, and he's an alternate for this game. At the line, Verdure misses the free throws. He is fouled before the timeout.
Yeah, he's in charge of keeping track of some of the stats or foul-wise and things, as well as video replay. And if any one of the three officials on the floor go down, he'd be called right into action.
Verdure, a 77% shooter at the free throw line, misses both free throws, and Northwest will have it. And looking at full-court pressure as Pitts gets it at midcourt and finds Devontae Mosby, an honorable mention MIAA performer this season. Now to Pitts off the left wing. Holds it near the left side. Nine gets a screen by Mosby. Steps back, wants the three on the left side. And nothing to net. Second three of the game for Justin Pitts. And it's a five-point Bearcat lead, 10-5 with 15:26 left in the first half. Out front with the dribble on the right side, Richie Lewis. Chest pass cross court left for Smith. Out of Verdure. Double team finds baseline. Left side is Ellison, and the shot is blocked away underneath the bucket, and Mosby comes away with it. And the Cats from our left to our right.
Great timing by Mosby to get up and pin that ball against the backboard.
Woods free throw line takes the jumper short as it was saved inbounds by Mosby, and the ball ricochets out front right side for Pitts. Good hustle by Mosby now on the offensive side as well. Now Woods to the right baseline with 11 on the shot clock, and a travel violation on Woods trying to drive to the baseline on the right side.
Yeah, we saw that from Mosby on Saturday against Lincoln. There was a stretch there of a couple of minutes where that guy was all over the floor and keeping the basketball alive for his team.
Richie Lewis across midcourt right side. Now finds Verdure. The white headband drives to the baseline, guarded by Pitts now. Underneath the bucket, double team, hooks up left side, and curling on the play, Rod Olson, who's open and banks it in off the left.
Yeah, Mosby slid over to kind of help out, get a double team on the baseline. Good look by Verdure.
10-7, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts out front left side. Drives on Verdure to the left and brings it out front left for Mosby. Now back to Pitts. Pitts at the free throw line. Hooks the pass left side and down on the wing with the three. It's off the front of the rim, and the rebound inside, pulled down by Lewis for the Blue Tigers. On the break right side, Smith. In the box right, takes it in the lane. A little right-handed, left-handed shot off the front rim. Gets his rebound. The ball fake goes up and the shot hits it, and a foul. Jalen Smith with 5 points. We'll get to the free throw line. They count the bucket and the foul on Northwest. Dan Christendale, that'll be his first foul. Northwest up by 1-10-9 with 14:05 left in the first half. Smith, 75% shooter at the free throw line. He gets there an awful lot. 104 of 139 on the season, and he hits the free throw. Full court pressure off the inbound. It comes to Mosby. He will hand off to Woods, and he'll take it across midcourt right side. Right in front of the scores table. Immediately double teamed down with Trapp. Lots of cross court left for Snyder. Snyder on the left wing goes into the left baseline. And out. Dribbles into the lane. Spins inside. Lost the handle on it. The reason he lost the handle on it, he was fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. Now coming up on Rod Olson, that is his first foul. So Endow gets to the charity stripe, where he's a 65% shooter this year. First trip to the line for the Bearcats this evening. Northwest has a team seeing their free throw shooting percentage go down as the year has gone along. They're down to 11th in the conference in free throw shooting, but Endow hits the first.
Yeah, this is the time of the year where they need to bring that back up. They've got to hit a lot of free throws in the postseason because you're going to be in a lot more close games late in the season like this than you are during the regular season.
Anthony Woods goes to the sideline. Ryan Welty, a true freshman, into the ballgame for Northwest. One of the few players on the Bearcat roster who hasn't seen time at Municipal Auditorium, at least in on the college level. Second free throw by Endow is good. Welty from Parkville, Missouri, just north of the Kansas City area. Richie Lewis off the left wing, guarded by Welty. And now we have away from the ball. Like a whistle inside, and this will go on Rod Olson. That'll be his second foul.
An illegal screen by Olson on the backside of the play.
Cats up by two, 12-10, 13-37 left in the first half. Macon drops out of the full court pressure as the inbound goes to Pitts. He'll be met at midcourt by Richie Lewis. And immediately goes right side for him down to the wing for Welty. One dribble out near the jump ball circle. They get it to Pitts. Picks the pass right side for Snyder. Into the right corner. Welty open. Takes the three and hits it. Nothing but net for Ryan Welty from the right corner.
You know, as soon as they let it go, just put it on the board. I mean, don't even wait until it gets around the rim. That guy is incredible.
Shooting around 70% from three-point range. Across the timeline, left side, Verdure. Well, drive through the lane, kicks up to the left wing for Lewis. Through the lane with a jump stop. Spins up for the shot. Won't go, but a foul as he falls to the floor. And this foul will go on Devontae Mosby. That'll be his first. They're going back to Ryan Welty, Matt. I think the coaching staff's been trying to get him to do more, just shoot the ball more.
Well, you know, and if he did, if he took more shots from three-point range, his ranking and his percentage would be like 30 points higher than the next best in the MIAA.
At the free throw line, Richie Lewis hits the first free throw, his first point of the game. Makes it a 15-11 Northwest Missouri State lead. Ken Welty earlier this year set the MIAA mark for consecutive three-pointers made. Second free throw by Lewis is good.
We've talked about all the records that Zach Snyder has set in three-point shooting, and Welty's going to have a chance in his career now. He's not having as good of a freshman year as Snyder, but still pretty good.
Now left side, Cats beat the full-court press, and a long three put up left side. Snyder misses Mosby with the rebound into the right corner and down. Takes a long three from there. It's too hard off the back of the rim, and the rebound chased to O'Shea Clark. Just came into the ballgame. Clark got the start on Saturday. Coming off the bench here today. Now through the lane, Verdure. Shot blocked away by Snyder. Snyder cruising away off the floor in the lane and gets it to Mosby. Out of Pitts as the Cats will slow things up. Set up the offense with 12:23 left in the half. Up 15-12. Welty out front right side. Between the circles. Gets it to Pitts. Holds it. Dribbles right side. Now no hesitation. Move through the lane. He goes. Dishes two and down. Cutting the baseline. They set up and in off the right side. Great assist by Pitts. Lincoln thought that Pitts was going to go up with a shot, but they had Endow cutting the baseline underneath the bucket. He has the layup, and Northwest up 17-12. Cross midcourt right side, Lewis. Guarded by Welty. Down the lane he goes to the bucket and lays it up and in. Richie Lewis with 4 points. And a 17-14 Northwest Missouri State lead. Pitts will walk it across midcourt. They will be met by Richie Lewis. Dribbles left side near the sideline. Off the left wing, gets a screen by Snyder. Long three out front. Got it. Pitts with his third three of this first half. He's got 9 points, and it's a 20-14 Northwest Missouri State lead.
He's not too bad either.
No. Out front between the circle. Smith, he takes the three. It rolls out left. Rebound, the blocks left by Maddox. Now tries a feet cutting the bucket right. Lewis hits the shot and a foul. It's out in the bucket, and the foul coming up on Ryan Welty. That'll be his first. And we got a break in the action with 11:21 left in the first half. It's Northwest Missouri State 20, Lincoln 16. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament, Northwest Missouri State 20 and Lincoln 16 in the MAC order. I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest played with the lead through this first half, but Lincoln right there.
Yeah, Lincoln hasn't been far away. It reminds you a lot of that first game in Jefferson City where Northwest never did open up a real wide margin, at least a comfortable margin, and it looks like we're going to be in for that again.
Richie Lewis, who drove to the bucket, fouled before the timeout. They count the layup, and at the free throw line, Lewis, 70% shooter this year at the line. He's hit two already in this first half. Now three as that one goes down. Three-point Bearcat lead, 20-17. Inbound to Justin Pitts, and he'll take it across midcourt again, met by Richie Lewis. Dribbles right side, the bounce pass to Woods. Out front between the circles for Snyder. High post left for Doherty. One dribble, hands off to Pitts, takes it to the left wing, gets a screen by Doherty. Down the lane, hooks it on the pick and roll, left side Doherty, lays it up, and a foul.
We've seen Lincoln with a few three-point play opportunities inside going to the line, and now Doherty gets the first for the Cats.
He gets to the free throw line. Brett this season, a 44% shooter at the charity stripe. He had 12 points in the first meeting in Jefferson City and plays just like that. Free throw rolls out to the left side and the rebound to Lincoln. 22-17, Northwest Missouri State in front. Just under 11 minutes left in the first half. Lewis into the front court. Dribbling right into the jump ball circle. Guarded by Woods. Dribbles right side. Checked off by Doherty. Now in a double team. Pass tipped up in the air by Woods. Goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Lincoln. 15 on the shot clock for the Blue Tigers as they get ready to inbound. Anthony Verdure will inbound on the far side, off the right, and gets the inbound between the circles for Richie Lewis. Hands off to Verdure. Started by Pitts now. West in the man-to-man defense. Dribbles right. Rise on Pitts down the lane. Ball tipped loose by Woods coming over on the hillside, but it's picked up by Verdure. He's inside and has the layup. Verdure with his first basket of the game. 22-19. Northwest Missouri State up 10-28 left in the first half. Pitts across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Now pulls up, finds Snyder in the right corner, sets up, wants the three, got it. His first bucket of the game. Zach in the first meeting was 0-for-3 from three from all game long against Lincoln, but he ended up with 17 last Saturday. Out front, top of the key is Clark. Dribble to the right wing. Now drives on Snyder through the lane to the bucket on the left side, lays it up in the air.
Bearcats as a team, 5-of-8 from three-point range in this first half.
4-point Bearcat lead out to the top of the key. Woods through the lane. He goes fast past to the baseline. And now, Dana, reverse slam dunk off over the left side. And now with 8 points, 27-21 Northwest. Verdure out front, dribbles in front of us. Lobs it between the circles for Clark. Back to Verdure. Dribbles left side through a double team. To the free throw line ball. Tip loose picked up by Endow for Northwest. And it'll be Woods now to bring the ball down the floor.
That last series just brought out a great sign across the way. It says, Chrissy, boo, and dunk.
Now, front right side, Doherty to the top of the key. Gets it to Woods. Woods to Endell, right baseline. Now back to Woods, right side, to Endell on the right wing. 7 on the shot clock. Endell tried to drive in the line ball, tip away. Picked up by Smith on the fast break. Right side, Lewis. Alley-oop goes to Smith, who puts it in. And a 27-23 lead for Northwest, 8:56 left in the first half. Pitts walks it across midcourt. And from our left to our right in the first half, Northwest in their white uniforms out to the top of the key. Doherty looks left side, Pitts on the wing, long three on the way. Off the back of the rim, long rebound for the elbow right side and down. Knocked out, reach, hands and a foul. This one will go on Richie Lewis. That'll be his first foul. Mosby in, Doherty to the sideline for Northwest. 27-23, Northwest in front of Lincoln. Just the fourth team foul, so the Bearcats inbound baseline right to Endow from Woods. Now finds cutting through the lane, Woods kicks it back left side, open Snyder, three on the way, got it. Zach, two in a row from three-point range, 30-23, Northwest Missouri State in front. 8:27 left in the first half. Lewis into the front court. Picked up by Anthony Woods, dribbles to the left wing. Right in front of the Bearcat bench. Brings it out front for Verdure. Back pedals between the circles with the dribble. Lost the drive left side, checked off by Mosley. Lost the handle on it. It's picked up by Snyder for Northwest. On the fast break to Mosley. Left side picked up by Endowed. Drives left side up for the Alpha Passenger. Double figures for Endowed. 32-23. Northwest Missouri State in front.
Key point in this game right here. The Cats need to build.
Bearcat fans sensing that as well. They're standing right behind us. Cheering on this Bearcat defense. Out front, O'Shea Clark. Dribbles to the free throw line, pulls up 15-foot jumper, misses too hard, rebound on the floor, chased down, Pittsville coming up for Northwest. 32-23 Northwest. Pitt slows it up, takes it across midcourt, Cats spread out the offense, right side and down, to the right wing, they get it to Woods. Holds it now with a chest pass out front for Mosby, the Pitts near the jump ball circle. Shot clock at 7 seconds. Pitch top of the key. Through the lane he goes. A little runner on the way. Good. Nothing to net. 11 points for Pitts. And Lincoln head coach John Mosley senses that it's a key part of this game as well. He calls a timeout. 7-10 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 34. Lincoln 23. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, the Bearcats have scored 7 straight points. They lead 34-23 over Lincoln. We're in the first half, 7-10 left in the half. Let's pause 10 seconds for a station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. Matt, Northwest on a bit of a run.
Yeah, they are. And now the key is to keep what you've built. And that's going to be tough to do. It's not an easy thing to do, but you want to try to keep a double-digit lead as long as possible here.
Lewis out front, Lutzen, and will throw it away. A little miscommunication coming out of that timeout. Lewis wanted to go low off the right side for Decurious Maddox, and Maddox was stationed where he couldn't get to it, and the ball just goes out of bounds.
That was a play they drew up during that timeout, and it's a timing play. The pass has to be thrown before Maddox actually breaks for the basket, and so really it looks like it was Lewis's fault, but it wasn't.
Out to the top of the key is Pitts, right side for Snyder, and the lane for Woods forces a bounce pass inside and tender for Mosley, picked off by Lincoln on the fast break for Dirk. Pulls up as Casket back on defense. Now to Lewis to the left wing. Trescore right side pass for Smith. Jalen Smith drives to the baseline. Double team. Finds cutting through the lane. Mason pivots and finds Verdure left side. One dribble. Takes the three and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound Snyder for Northwest. He immediately hands the ball to Justin Pitts. And Northwest from our left to our right will set up the offense with 6:18 left in the first half. Northwest in front 34-23. Snyder off the right side between the circles. Ryan Velter checked in during the last timeout. Hands the ball left side for Pitts. Gets a screen by Mosby to the free throw line. Down the lane right he goes. Scoop layup is up and in. Justin Pitts has hit three pointers in this first half. Now with a couple drives to the bucket. Gets that one to fall. And it's a 36-23 Northwest Missouri State lead. Just under 6 minutes left in the first half. Available off the right side. Maddox looks left side for Lewis. Dribbles toward the left corner, wants to drive on Snyder. Now in the lane he goes, hooks a low-look pass underneath the bucket. Cutting to the bucket was for Durr, and he couldn't come up with a turnover. It goes to Northwest. 5:43 left in the first half, 36-23 Northwest. Woods to the sideline, and Dow checks in for the Cats. And also Deontay Wilson seeing his first action for the Blue Tigers in. Justin Pitts. Dribble across midcourt right side. Guarded now by Verdure as he goes right for Endow. Out front for Welty. Now back to Pitts near midcourt. Top of the key he goes, dribbles to the left wing. Bounce pass inside for Mosley. Drives, lays it up and in as he kind of spun away from Smith off the left side and has the layup. Mosley with his first bucket, 38-23. Northwest opening things up with 5:15 left in the first half. Maurice Mason out between the circles, guarded by Wilty. He has to work his way through a screen. Now right side for Smith. Perdue to the free throw line. Steps back. Now a drive the lane left. Pulls up free throw line left for the jumper. Rolls around out. Rebound. The putback is good and a foul. As Maddox got the rebound and went right up for the shot. Got it to fall. They'll count the bucket. And the foul goes on Christendale. That'll be his second foul. 15th foul on Northwest. Lincoln has been whistled with 14 fouls. Now goes to the sideline, and Anthony Woods back into the ballgame for Northwest. Maddox trying to make this a three-point trip down the floor. He won't do it as his free throw comes up short. Maddox, a 63% shooter on the year, misses his first attempt. 38-25, Northwest Missouri State in front, pits into the front court right side. Woodward picks him up, fires his dribble, finds Woods at the top. Dribbles right side through the lane. Now right side for Snyder. Out front right for Pitts. Shot clock at 10 seconds. Pitts free the line as he's then checked out front. And a foul coming up on Anthony Verdura will pick up his first foul with the hand check out on the perimeter. 15 foul on Lincoln. Northwest will inbound baseline right. Woods with the inbound to Mosby for the right baseline. Left-handed pass out front right, gets it to Pitts. He turns, looks at Bearcat coach Ben McCollum, and now will dribble left side and finds Welty in the left corner. Back to Pitts on the left wing, chased by Verdure. Dribbles free throw line, goes cross court, pass is stolen, picked up by Mason. Mason on the break on Welty. The bucket lays it up, misses the layup, but a foul coming up on Welty. That'll be Welty's second foul. 38-25, Northwest Missouri State in front. Reese Mason goes to the free throw line. He's a 64% shooter this year, 29 of 45. Started 17 games this season. Didn't start the matchup on Saturday against Northwest. Buys the bucket on the first of two free throws, and it's his first point of the game. Averages 8 of contests. It's a Kansas City native, a 6'2 junior, went to Penn Valley before transferring to Lincoln. One more free throw coming to Mason. And that one's on the way. Good. So Mason hits both free throws. And it's now a 38-27 game. Northwest Missouri State in front. Cats using an 11-0 run in this half to take the lead. 38-27. Cats in front. Wolf in the left corner. A little shot fake. Now goes up with a three from the left corner. Rattles it down.
He was even off balance and still knocking it down.
41-27, Northwest in front. Just under 4 minutes left in the first half. Verdure will walk it across the timeline. Bounce pass left side on the wing. Gets it to Mason. Back to Verdure. Double team left side. Pulls up the dribble. Out front between the circles. Mason. Guarded by Welty. Now checked off Mosby. Comes out to pick him up. Right side pass for Deontay Wilson. Mason. Right side. Shot clock's at 7 seconds. Wants the three off the right wing. Gets the front of the rim. The tip in and tip by Smith won't go. And Woods clears the rebound inside for Northwest. 3.5 minutes left in the first half. 41-27 Northwest. Pitts out front between the circles. Dribbles right side to the wing. Down the lane right he goes to the baseline. Now out front for Mosby. Bounce pass right back to Pitts. He dribbles underneath the bucket. Kicks it back left wing. Open is Welty. This time misses it off the left side of the rebound of Verdure for the Blue Tigers. Hustles to the top of the key with the dribble down the lane. He goes to the bucket and misses the shot. Good job by Mosby coming over on the help side and making the layup a little difficult for Verdure. Misses it, and Northwest with a rebound. Cross midcourt right side, Anthony Woods. 2:50 left in the half. Goes cross court left, finds Pitts as Northwest spreads out their offense. They've got four players along the baseline. Now they move out of that with Snyder stepping up at the free throw line. Set a screen and down the lane right goes Pitts. Dumps it low left side for Mosby up with a ball fake, then the shot, and his foul don't get to the free throw line.
He got three defenders in the air with two shot fakes.
Maddox picks up the foul, I believe, and that will be his first. Breaking the action now with 2:34 left in the first half. It's Northwest 41, Lincoln 27. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club,
impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
2:34 left in the first half. Northwest Missouri State 41, Lincoln 27. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, studio engineer Ryan Elliott. And Northwest coming out of this timeout. We'll have Dwante Mosby going to the free throw line to shoot a couple.
And we've seen Northwest hit a couple free throws early. They haven't shot a ton so far. They're 6 of 9, but like seeing Mosby knock down a couple here, keep that free throw percentage high, something that they can build on in the postseason.
Mosby's first trip to the free throw line tonight, a 78% shooter on the season. And with his left hand, puts the first one up and in.
And I will correct myself looking at the wrong numbers. It's now 3 of 3 for Northwest at the free throw line with that make by Mosby.
And the second one is good. So the Cats taking advantage of getting to the free throw line. Mosby goes to the sideline now as Brett Doherty back into the ballgame. 43-27. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Anthony Verdure. Has changed headbands. He started with a white one, now goes with a gray one. Out to the top to Key Mason. That's right side for Smith. Down the lane on the left side, double team. Kicks it to the free throw line. Open Lewis takes the jumper down. Richie Lewis with 9 points. 43-29, Northwest in front. 2:13 left in the half. Fitz will walk it across midcourt. Dribbles to the left wing. Gets a screen by Snyder. Bounce pass out front right for Woods. To the free throw line. Little runner dishes instead for Doherty. Goes up the shot, blocked away by Smith inside, pulled up by Maddox then. And here come the Blue Tigers on the break right to left. Through the lane to the bucket. Smith will have scoop move, misses the shot. Rebound though to Lewis. Out front for Doherty to the right side, Mason. Now to Lewis through the lane, puts up a shot, a camera circus shot, misses as he falls to the floor hard. Northwest with it to Pitts. They've got a 5-on-4 itch situation. Left corner for Welty, left wing for Snyder. Snyder out front finds Pitts. Now Lincoln with all five on the defensive end. Pitts dribbles right side, hooks it up front for Doherty, back to Pitts. Pitts back to Doherty on the pick and roll. Right side, takes it into the lane, posting up, falls strip loose, and a foul coming up on Lincoln. This one will go on Jalen Smith. That will be his first. Doherty goes to the free throw line. He's got two free throws coming. He's only one from the line in this first half. Free throw here is good. He has 3 points. Second free throw coming for Brett Doherty. And that one misses too hard. Maddox with the rebound for the Blue Tigers. And we'll give it up to Richie Lewis. Finds Verdure on the right side. Again, Verdure in the first meeting scored 50 points against the Bearcats. So far just two in this first half. Now front Smith. Steps back, wants the three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Verdure on the baseline right. Takes it in the lane, on Pitts, up for the shot. Rims around it now. Rebound tapped off the glass and chased down in the corner by Snyder. Tries to save it inbound, does, but it's picked up by the Blue Tigers. Right side, Verdure puts it up and in. And it's a 44-31 Bearcat lead with 47 seconds left in the first half. Woods into the front court, hands off to Pitts. McCloud spreads out the offense once again. 19 on the shot clock, 37 on the game clock. Right side Woods for Welty. Back to base between the circles. Pitts guarded by Lewis. 9 on the shot clock. Pitts through the lane. Little runner on the way. Good. Tucking it up and in. 15 points for Pitts, 46-31. Northwest Missouri State in front.
That ball was actually coming out of his hand. He didn't have complete control of it, but still was able to get it up and in.
Now out on the perimeter, a reach-in foul coming up on Northwest. And Anthony Woods will pick up the foul, his first. 17th foul. And this will get Jalen Smith to the free throw line for a 1-1 opportunity. Smith with 8 points. He had 27 against Northwest on Saturday afternoon. Left-handed shooter. Free throw good. He'll have one more. Smith, a transfer from Southwestern Community College into this Lincoln program. Hails from Memphis, Tennessee, and is a senior. Shorty goes to the bench, and Mosby back in for Northwest. 16.3 seconds left in the half. Second free throw by Jalen Smith on the way, off the front of the rim, rolls around, and then in. And he goes into double figures, 10 points. Pitts, cross midcourt with the dribble with 9 seconds left. Dribbles offside. We're in the first half. Pitts dribbles offside on Lewis through the lane. Scoops it to Woods, who's knocked to the floor. Ball loose on the baseline and out of bounds as Mosby dribbles on the baseline as the clock rolls down, and that'll be the end of the first half. So the Bearcats go into the locker room at halftime with a 46-33 lead over the Lincoln Blue Tigers in this quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll be back to Municipal Auditorium right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. Or at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore. The bookstore, located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union, is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. Or at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Brown Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Keen, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
We are at the half in Northwest Missouri State in front at halftime, 46-33 with Matt Gorder. I'm John Coffey. Our studio engineer tonight, Ryan Elliott. Northwest played with the lead throughout the first half, but Matt Gorder, it was an 11-0 run that got started about 8:33 left in this first half, but opened this game up a bit.
Yeah, it was, and you know, it was a hard-fought battle between the two teams very early on, very close, but once Northwest gained some momentum, they continued to build on that momentum, got the double-digit lead, and once they got the double-digit lead, they didn't give it back, and so that's a big key, and that's going to be a big key going into the second half as well. You don't want to give back that the work that you just did there in the first half.
MIAA honoring longtime physician in Maryville and a physician for the Northwest Missouri State Athletic Programs, Doc Carr, here at halftime.
Yeah, they were mentioning how the Carr family, if you include Doc Carr's dad, has been affiliated with Northwest for 70 years. So that's pretty neat. So Doc Carr being recognized, and now time for some pictures and a well-deserved recognition for Dr. Carr and what he does for so many of the athletes at Northwest Missouri State.
Getting ready to half, Northwest Missouri State up at halftime, 46-33. We'll be back to have more for you at our halftime from Municipal Auditorium right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. With their full line of Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC cars and trucks, the professionals at Barnes Baker in Chillicothe have been serving their customers' automotive needs for 82 years. Learn more at barnesbaker.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarysvilleHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main Street across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest alumnus and Farmers Insurance agent Kevin Hornick, providing insurance coverage packages to Bearcat fans for home, auto, health, life, and more. More information is available at bluespringsinsurance.com. Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating 6 restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
Back at Municipal Auditorium at the half of the Northwest matchup of Lincoln University in the quarterfinals of the NIAA postseason tournament. 46-33, Northwest in front of Lincoln, joined now by the athletic director of Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Mel, just before coming over to talk to us, a special presentation with a longtime physician, Dr. Pat Hart.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I was really honored to have the opportunity to do that. I have so much respect for Dr. Haar and, you know, his family. His dad was a professor at Northwest back when, and I think Doc Haar went to Horace Mann, and he's been a team doctor now for over 40 years for us, and just the greatest person, and so it was really, really fun to have that opportunity to honor him here.
Well, what a great atmosphere this tournament has become down here in Kansas City Municipal Auditorium, especially with the amount of alumni that Northwest has in this region that come out and really support this team when they come down to Municipal.
Well, it's a great venue. I still like, you know, they've done some things to improve it in the last few years, but you know, old Municipal Auditorium is pretty special. There's a lot of things happened here. I remember back in the 70s when I was coaching track at Northwestern College, the NAIA National Track Meet was down here, and we'd run on the boards in here, and that was a real sight, I'll tell you that. So there's a lot of tradition here, but I know it's a great experience for the teams, too. I just think that, you know, for the teams, the bands, the cheer, the steppers, all that, it's just really a chance to really experience a real tournament atmosphere.
Yeah, in a lot of respects, it's a greater atmosphere than sometimes when you go on to the national tournament before they do here.
Well, they do a lot of stuff here, and, you know, the crowds are great here, especially when we play, and Central Missouri always brings a big crowd, Missouri Southern. So, I know our kids are excited about it. You can tell by the way we're playing this half. We're playing with a lot of emotion, a lot of enthusiasm. We're excited about the opportunities.
I think one thing about it, too, you look at the roster the Northwest brings out here. Everyone but I think Welty's had been on this floor for quite a while.
Well, that's,
been
you know,
environment.
Yeah, there's so many of our kids are right from this area, and they've experienced being here and before and seeing the tournament and seeing games here and probably even playing here themselves. And so it's just a great opportunity for them to showcase, and all their families are here. That's what really makes it fun.
And how much fun has it been for you as an athletic director to watch this Bearcat men's basketball team this year?
Well, you know, it's been one of the real things that I've probably one of the enjoyed about as much as any between that and football, but just to see us get better and better each year, and you know, if there's a better coach in the country than Ben McCollum, I'm not sure where he's at, because he just does such a great job. He and Austin and Andy and the whole staff and our team, they're great kids, and they've got such a great attitude. They work so well together. It's just every game, it's fun to come and watch them play.
Yeah, hopefully Northwest can roll through this tournament and come up with another tournament championship here. A lot of basketball left to be played, but really it looks like there's, regardless of what happens in this tournament, there's more basketball to be played for this Bearcat men's team.
Well, there's no doubt we're going to be playing in the region. Matter of fact, I feel pretty confident that region is going to be in Maryville for the first time in the history of Northwest Missouri State. And so we're really excited about that. But right now, we want to get this ball game and focus on getting this in, and then we'll move on from there.
A half left to be played here. What do you look for on the second half for this?
Well, you know, you just hope that we can keep them up. We've played great defense, John. We really have. We've got Verdor or whatever. They're number one. They're a big scorer. We've got him pretty frustrated right now, but you know, that guy can get hot in a hurry and he can score a bunch of points. They've got other guys that can score. We just have to keep playing like we are. I think if we continue to play great defense, then we're going to be fine tonight.
All right, well, Mel, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
That's the athletic director of Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. We're at the half. Northwest Missouri State 46, Lincoln 33. We'll be back to take a look at some of the halftime totals right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, and shipping services for UPS and FedEx. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More information is available at 562-4657. And from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandVilleHope.org. Support also comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at ConsumersOilMaryville.com. Also from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville, Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MarylandVilleSmiles.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers custom fits patients with diabetic and orthopedic shoes as well as mastectomy supplies. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. And from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. Support also comes from Bolin Auto and Truck Parts. Services include brake and suspension work as well as a driveline facility. Bolin Auto and Truck Parts located at 10th and Mitchell in St. Joseph. Family owned since 1951. More at 800-292-6546. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln and Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City at the half, Northwest Missouri State 46 and Lincoln 33 as we look at the halftime totals here. Northwest shooting 63% from the field, 17 of 27. They were 7 of 12 from three-point range for 58%, and 5 of 6 at the free throw line for 83% from there. Northwest with 16 rebounds, out-rebounding Lincoln 16-14. So, again, fairly even on the boards. Turnovers, 4 turnovers for Northwest in the first half, 5 for Lincoln. And the Blue Tigers shooting 41.4% from the field, 12 of 29. They're just 1 of 7 from three-point range. And this has been a team that, despite the fact you've got Anthony Verdure and Jalen Smith, who can hit a lot of shots out on the perimeter, just 11th in the NCAA in three-point shooting percentage. And they really struggling from there in this game up to this point. And for Lincoln, 8 of 11 at the free throw line for 72.7%. Individually, the Bearcats with a couple players in double figures. Justin Pitts with 15 points. He's 3 of 4 from three-point range in this one. Pitts also with 5 assists out of the first half. Also double figures, Chrissy Brandel with 10 points. Also pulled down 3 rebounds, had a steal and an assist. And for Lincoln, one player in double figures. That's Jalen Smith with 10. Anthony Verdure again, who I went off for 50 against the Bearcats in the first meeting in Jefferson City. Only has 4 points out of the first half. Again, we're in the half. Northwest in front, 46-33. As they lead the Lincoln Blue Tigers, we're back at set for a second half play right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network. Support for the Bearcats comes from Houston Polytank in Hopkins, Missouri. Houston Polytank's plastic tanks provide storage solutions for the food, chemical, ag, and mining industries. More information about the company's products is at HoustonPolytank.com. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, with 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. Right Bank is right at your fingertips at NVB.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordan Ellison of Savannah, and Larry Ellinger of Mound City. Also from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium, Northwest Missouri State in front, 46-33. It's halftime coming to a close. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The winner of this game will face the winner of the game following this one between Missouri Southern and Fort Hays State. And that would be a 2 o'clock tip-off approximately on Saturday afternoon here at Municipal Auditorium. The first game of the day tips off at noon, and that will match up Central Missouri and Nebraska Kearney. The Mules winners over Central Oklahoma this afternoon 59-54 in their quarterfinal round game. Meanwhile, Nebraska Kearney got past Washburn 72-69. So that's the way the action looks so far in this tournament here at the Municipal Auditorium. The Bearcats up 46-33 as halftime coming to close. Along with Matt Gordon, I'm John Coffey. Matt, what do you see as the keys for this second half?
Well, continuing to put the pressure on. You know, in years past, we've seen Northwest teams have big halftime leads and then maybe let a team kind of get back into it early on in the second half. This team really hasn't had that problem this year. Usually when they've got a good-sized lead, they either continue to grow it or at the very least maintain that lead, and that's something that they're going to have to do here. If you give this Lincoln team any confidence early on in this half, they're going to take advantage of that. So Northwest just needs to keep the pressure on right from the start.
What has Dudley done on Verdure in this game so far?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at both Verdure and Smith, you know, they kept both of them pretty quiet. And it's not because they haven't been trying. These guys are trying as hard as they can to get shots off. The two have taken 17 combined. They're 5 of 17, but those have not been easy shots. And now you look at Verdure, some of the shots that he's taken tonight, they would have fallen in Jefferson City.
Yeah.
But they were defended well here tonight as well, and they're not falling tonight.
That's coming out of the second half here. With Snyder, Woods, also Endow, Pitts, and Doherty to starting five for the Cats. They'll go off against Verdure along with Mason, Smith, Lewis, and Maddox, the original five in the starting lineup for the Blue Tigers as well. Northwest from our right there and left to start this second half. Off the left side is Pitts. Fakes right now, goes left through the lane. Out front right side for Snyder to the top of the key. Pitts. Gets picked by Doherty, dribbles left side. Pulls up his dribble on the wing, gets it left side for Endow. Cross court right side for Woods. Shot clock's at 10 seconds. Woods in the lane, finds baseline right. Doherty underneath the bracket, tries to go off the reverse layup, blocked out of bounds, and it will go off of Doherty out of bounds, and it belongs to Lincoln as the second half just underway. 46-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Richie Lewis across the midcourt. The second half from our left to our right, and their dark blue traveling uniforms with white numerals. Great trim. Right side is Verdure. Out front, the elbow for Maddox. Between the circles for Mason. Left corner for Smith, trying to drive on Endow. Bump there on the corner, and the foul coming up on Northwest. And Chris Endow will pick up his third foul. That's a pretty big foul to start the second half. 46-33, Northwest Missouri State in front. Far left corner, Mason to inbound. Brings it left side for Maddox. Now back to Mason. Now near midcourt, they get it to Verdure. Picked up by Woods. Now double teamed on the left side. Left corner, Mason on a long cross-court pass right side for Smith. Drives the baseline in the lane with the layup. It's good. Jalen Smith with the drive to the bucket. He's got 12 points. 46-35. Northwest Missouri State in front. Second half just underway. Fitz top the key through the lane. Left corner and down. Out front for Snyder to left wing. And Dow squares up. Wants the three. Rims around out. Fight for the rebound inside. And a foul. Doherty trying to fight for position with Maddox inside. And Maddox will pick up his second foul. Welty into the game. And Dow goes to the sideline. Again, Chris just picked up his third foul. Welty knocked down a couple of threes in the first half. Inbound from Woods. To Doherty, back to Woods, left side. He'll dribble to the free throw line, through the lane, to the bucket on the right side. Misses, but a foul. This one to go on Maurice Mason, trying to stop the layup. That will be his first foul. And the team's first here in the second half as Anthony Woods goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Anthony, a 49% shooter this season, with a deep breath, goes up for the free throw and misses. He had 10 points against Lincoln in the first meeting. Honorable mention, all MIAA player this year, and second free throw is good. 3 points for Anthony in the game, 47-35, Northwest Missouri State in front. Richie Lewis across midcourt to the top of the key. Guarded by Snyder, dribbles left, right up to the wing. Snyder gets a little room out front. Now they find Verdure between the circles, 14 on the shot clock. Dribbles to the right wing, into the right corner, Smith. Left-handed dribble. Spins in the lane right to Snyder, who reaches in, and they're going to call the foul on Snyder. Snyder trying to go for a held ball, and Zach will pick up his first foul. 47-35, Northwest in front. 18-16 left in the game. Mason to inbound, out front right, Verdure. Going to get a screen by Maddox, double teamed out front. With one dribble, goes cross court left. Lewis open on the wing with the three and knocks it down.
There's one guy you probably have to give some credit to for Lincoln. That with that three, he's got 12 points, and he has been the one that's generally been the defender on Justin Pitts at the other end. So that's a good night for a guy who's got to work that hard on defense.
It's his 15th three of the season. Pitts off the left side, finds it the elbow left already, hands off to Pitts. And a little runner on the right side, won't go. About a 12-foot jump off the right side. Bumped as he goes up with a shot, and Richie Lewis picks up the foul. That's his second.
Yeah, Lewis has been having to fight around screens all night long. The Cats trying to free up, and that's whether Pitts has the ball or not. And then that's the case right there. He was trying to work his way around a screen, kind of stumbled a bit right into Pitts.
47-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. Pitts with the first free throw good. 16 points for Pitts, his first free throw of the game. Justin, an 86% shooter at the free throw line, and hits the second. 49-38, Bearcats in front. Northwest hoping to head to the semifinals Saturday afternoon and face the winner of tonight's matchup between Missouri Southern and Fort A State. Verdure dribbling through the left corner, drives on Welty to the baseline underneath the bucket, reverse layup right side, forces a long go. Welty has a knockdown of his hands, chased down by Verdure on the left wing. Now front right side, Smith squares up, wants a long three with the left hand, and inside with the rebound Northwest, Anthony Woods. Now to Pitts, and he'll go from there right to the left across midcourt. Cats in their white uniforms with the green numerals trimmed in green. Pitts dribbles right side. Now front Welty between the circle, Snyder scoops the pass for Woods. They work the weave out front right. Pitts now with it, right side, trying to get a screen by Doherty. Bounce pass, pick and roll to Doherty, down the lane, right side, right-handed layup. Tantalizingly just bounces off the rim, rolls out, but Doherty will get to the free throw line as he is fouled by Maddox.
Yeah, it took about four bounces straight up and down on the right side of the rim before finally bouncing out.
At the free throw line, Brett Doherty shooting two, first one off the front of the rim. Brett one at three at the free throw line. Again, he struggled at the line, 44% this season at the line. Maddox goes to the sideline, and Rod Olson into the ballgame, a senior out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, for Lincoln. 49-38, Northwest Missouri State in front. He's an 11-0 run in the first half to open things up. Doherty's second free throw short as well. 49-38, Cats in front, across midcourt, right side, Lewis dribbles to the right wing, and we'll give it up to Jalen Smith, out front, near midcourt for Mason. Now left side, Lewis, guarded by Snyder, bounce pass low left, spinning left, and the shot is off the glass and good. Nice spin move by Jalen Smith, he's got 14 points. 9-point game now, Northwest Missouri State in front, 49-40. Largest lead for Northwest has been 16 off the left side pitch, face left as he's bumped out front trying to drive toward the lane, and another foul coming up on Richie Lewis. That'll be his third. Mosby into the game. Doherty to the sideline for Northwest.
It'll be interesting here. Lewis has got to go to the sideline with that third foul, and so now Justin Pitts may be able to turn it up just a bit.
Pitts will take the inbound. He's picked up by O'Shea Clark. Dribbles left side. Pop the key. Will drive. Now steps back. Wants the three. And it is good. Fourth three of this game for Justin Pitts, and it's a 52-40 Northwest Missouri State lead.
O'Shea Clark was so worried about a drive, he got well ahead of Pitts, and Pitts recognized it.
Verdure down the lane right side, misses the layup. Allison with the rebound, slips out of his hands, underneath Beckham. Verdure leans back out, wants the shot, misses it, and Welty clears the rebound, skips from behind, but a foul, as Allison will pick up the foul. That's his third. 16th foul on the Blue Tigers in the second half, 15-54. Left in the game, breaking the action, Northwest 52, Lincoln 40. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bed Liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at OakPointMaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will purchase vehicles from individuals. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800.
Full court pressure for Lincoln coming out of the timeout. Cats will break it. Woods into the front court left side. Bumped as he takes it into the front court. And this one should go on Rod Ellison again. That'll be his fourth foul.
You know, one of the things you're starting to see out of Lincoln is frustration from both their head coach and their players. And this is a team that they've had a couple of games this year where you've seen multiple technical fouls called. So that's something to potentially consider as this game goes on as well.
At the free throw line, Woods goes, and the front one, one-and-one opportunity rattles up, and the rebound goes to Lincoln. That last foul, the 17th foul for the Blue Tigers in this second half. Verdure into the front court. He is guarded by Pitts. Looks and finds Mason. On the right side, Smith. Now to Clark out front. Left side, Mason on the wing. Wolfie picks him up out of the Bearcat man-to-man defense. Looks left side, Smith. Thought about the three. Now will drive on Woods to the baseline. Finds Ellison cutting through the lane. Puts it up and in as it hits the back of the rim and falls over. Olson playing with four fouls now. His second bucket of the game. 52-42. Northwest up by 10. Fits into the front court. Dribbles left side. And the screen by Mosby. Down the lane left he goes. The runner with right hand banks it in. Fits with 22 points. Blue Tigers trying to get down the floor quickly. Cats get back on defense. Smith out front, top the key three. Runs around out. Rebound to Northwest. Welty clears it and gets it to Anthony Woods. Northwest up 54-42 with 14:44 left in the game. Woods dribbling between the circles. Now dribbles back near the timeline. Looks left side, finds Pitts, who sets things up with 14 on the shot clock. He's guarded by O'Shea Clark out front. Now screened by Mosby, dribbles left side. Finds Mosby through the lane, gets it right wing, open, Welty, three is off the front of the rim, rebound to Welty, out front for Mosby, press already on the shot clock, out front Snyder, looks low left for Mosby, trying to post up, takes a couple dribbles, now we'll try to go spin left side off the glass and good, as he had Smith trying to buy a foul there as he falls for four, but left Mosby wide open for a little turnaround bank shot, and Northwest up 56-42. Out front Verdure, it was off the left wing. Takes the three out front and hits it. His first three-pointer of the game. And for Verdure, that is his 25th, or rather his 49th of the season. We've got a timeout with a 56-45 game. Northwest Missouri State in front, 13-52 left in the game. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
56-45, Northwest Missouri State in front, 13-45 left in the game. Cats with the ball following the timeout. Right side Woods out front mostly, left side Pitts. Dribbles out front, looks on the right wing, Snyder, now to Pitts. Guarded by Verdure, gets a screen by Mosby, looks in the left corner for Welty. Out front, finds Woods, spins in the lane off the right side, banks it in his high little spin move. Got Dana Smith to fall once again, and Anthony Woods knocks it down. It's a 58-45 Northwest Missouri State lead. Down the lane right side on Pitts. Got to the shot, blocked away by Pitts as he'll bring it out with the pack underneath the bucket and dribble down the right sideline into the front court for Northwest. Looks left wing, force on the quick pass. Left corner, Welty, three on the way, good. Welty with 9 points off the rim. 61-45, Northwest Missouri State in front. And to the front court, left side. Smith through the lane to the bucket, drives and banks it in with the left hand. Smith with 16 points. Northwest Missouri State in front, 61-47 as Pitts slows it down. Walks across the timeline. Dribbles top of the key, guarded by Clark once again. Into left corner, Snyder, low left for Woods. Out front, right side, Wilton. Bounce pass to the top of the key, Mosby. Left side, Woods on the wing. Free throw line, down the lane he goes. Bounce pass underneath for Mosby. Spins, pivots, up with a shot, misses two. Hard tries to get his rebound. In the left baseline as the shot clock will sound and the ball will go to Lincoln. The shot clock violation. 12-19 left. Northwest in front, 61-47 as John Mosley, head coach for the Blue Tigers, make a couple substitutions. Richie Lewis back into the ballgame along with Maddox. 61-47 Northwest Missouri State up in front. Verdure looks over at the Blue Tiger sideline. Dribbles right side on Pitts. Out of the top of the key, chucked off by Woods. Right side for Mason. Squires his dribble out near midcourt with a pass for Verdure with 10 on the shot clock. Dribbles to the right wing. Pulls up, takes the jumper. It's good. That's a two-pointer just inside the arc for Anthony Verdure. He's got 9 points, and it's a 61-49 Northwest Missouri State lead. 11:49 left in this ballgame. Pitts into the front court. Gets a screen by Mosby. Dribbles left side. Out front right for Snyder. Back to Pitts between the circles. 15 on the shot clock. Pitts down the lane right. A little runner inside. And he hits it. Nice touch on that one as it hit the back of the rim and then fell through. Northwest in front 63-49. Lewis hustles to the right wing. Guarded by Snyder. Cats again getting back quickly on defense. Really limiting the transition offense out of Lincoln. But they're in a double team right side. Baseline right for Lewis. Drives on Snyder underneath the bucket, lays it up and in. Richie Lewis hits the shot. He has 14 points, 63-51, Northwest Missouri State. 11 minutes left in this game. Pitts right side. Woods between the circle, Snyder. Back to Woods on the right wing. Out front, Pitts. Dart being chased by Richie Lewis. Dribbles left side. Trying to pass in the lane. And it's batted away. Picked up by Jalen Smith for the Blue Tigers. Across the timeline. Looks right side. Verdure spins past Snyder, who reaches in and commits the foul. That will be Zach's second foul. And with 10:42 left in the game, Northwest Missouri State 63, the Blue Tigers 51. Breaking the action. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum. In print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com, the Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest Missouri State alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Lincoln with ball following the timeout. A pass tipped high in the air off the backboard and picked up by Northwest as the Cats go from our right to our left. Woods out front. Goes cross court left for Endow. Endow picked up three fouls in the first half. Hasn't seen much, or actually a third foul here in the second half. Haven't seen much action. That's the line through the lane is Woods. Now to Endow. So it's just a different no. And the rebound tipped loose by Verdure. Now Endow just came back on the floor. We'll get called for the foul reaching around, and that will be Endow's fourth foul. That gets Welty off the bench into the ball game, and Endow goes to the sideline. 10:14 left, 63-51, Northwest Missouri State in front. We're at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, a quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament. Fedora into the front court. Gets it to Richie Lewis as the Blue Tigers spread out their offense this time. Lewis dribbles to the right wing, picked up by Welty, now checked off by Snyder. Through the lane he goes to a jump stop, gets it back out front right side. Mason, the long three, moves around out, rebound in the lane. Maddox up for the shot, and it rolls in. Maddox got it called, and it's now a 63-53 game, back to a 10-point game. Lincoln cut it to 9 earlier in this half. Cats had a 16-point lead in the first half. Pitts dribbles to left wing. Now out front. Down the lane, he goes, bounce pass, little left for Doherty. Doherty double-teamed underneath the bucket, now spins up for the shot, blocked by Maddox, and this will send Doherty to the free throw line. Chris Maddox with his fourth foul. And this gets Doherty back to the line. Brett, one of five from the free throw line. Yeah, 6 points so far in this game. Trying to add to the Bearcat 10-point lead. Left-handed shooter, first one short again. Brett's coming up short on all of his free throws in this one.
Shooting lows as a team continuing for Northwest.
His second free throw, that one too hard as Doherty misses both free throws, and the rebound goes to Lincoln. Lewis off the right wing will bring it back out. 10-point Bearcat lead. Lincoln with a chance to cut it to single digits for the second time in this half. Bounce pass at the elbow, left side Maddox. Looks underneath the bucket, reverse layup play. Lewis is good. He has 16 points, and it's a 63-55 game. Northwest Missouri State in front by 8.
Starting to see some momentum from Lincoln.
On the right side, Welty. Cats can use the bucket this trip down. Woods on the left side. Swing the circle. Pitts. Dribbles left side, reach double team, hooks it out front for Doherty. Now to Pitts. Free throw line, pulls up. Bounce pass at the elbow left for Doherty. Seven on the shot clock. Pitts steps back. Now wants to drive the lane. To the bucket. This is a little left side for Doherty. Off the glass and good. Grant Doherty, the big bucket, banks it in with 8:37 left. Northwest up by 10. Once again, 65-55. And a quick timeout. Northwest calls the timeout. We'll be back right after this 30-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. More at MaryvilleSmiles.com.
10-point Bearcat lead, 65-55, 8:37 left in this quarter-point around game of the MIAA postseason tournament. At quarter, I'm John Coffey. Lincoln will inbound and take it the length of the floor. Northwest free throw shooting now at 50%, 8 of 16 for the game. On the season, shooting 69.5%. 65-55, Northwest up. Fedora across midcourt left side. Cats have never trailed in this game, led by as many as 16 in the first half. Fedora to the right baseline, steps back, wants the jumper. That's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Northwest. Woods inside. Will clear it away to Pitts. And he'll slow things up as he will take across the timeline right side. Okay, man-to-man defense out of Lincoln, out between the circle. Snyder back to Welton on the right side. Getting a lot of playing time in this game. Was in down foul trouble. Cross court left goes to Pitts. 13 on the shot clock. Just over 8 minutes left in the game. Pitts to the left wing. Bounce pass in lane for Mosby. Kicks the right side. Welty out front. Snyder long three is on the way. Off the front of the rim with the rebound to Lewis and the Blue Tigers. Pushes across midcourt right side behind the back with the dribble on Mosby. Scoots the pass left side. Mason now Lewis left side. Puts the pass out front left for Durer. Three over. Pitts is good. Durer beginning to feel it just a bit. It's his second three of this game. He's got 12 points. Northwest up 65-58.
And the Blue Tigers continuing to chip away at the Bearcat lead.
Out front, Pitts looks left side to Woods through the lane. Now to Snyder between the circles. Pitts once again. 7:22 left. Gets to the front, takes a long three, it rattles around out, rebound in the lane is Mason for the Blue Tigers. Alec goes to Verdure, into the front court right side, goes to the right wing. By the scorer's table, slows things up a bit. Just over 7 minutes left in the game, shot clock's at 16 for the Blue Tigers. Verdure drives and hits the runner. You can see he's got a look in his eye now, it's a 65-60 game, a 5-point lead for the Bearcats. Postseason spin since early on. Woods through the lane. Slice to a halt. Finds Pitts through the lane. The runner rolls around and in. Pitts at 26. 7-point Bearcat lead. Verdure walks across midcourt. Bearcat fans coming to life once again as Verdure, started by Pitts out front, has spread things out. Sets up, wants a three on the right. Short rebound on the baseline. Saved and bounced by Lewis. Goes left side. Smith, he takes a three. A long rebound to Lewis. Gets it back out to Smith. Thought about the three. Will go right side for Mason. Strip loose by Welty. Picked up by Pitts for Northwest. So the Cats get the defensive stop. Pitts across midcourt to the top of the key. Right side Welty. Right corner Snyder. Free throw line at the elbow is Mosby on the right side. He'll bring it back out. With the dribble, finds Pitts near midcourt left. Right in front of us. Just under 6 minutes left in the game. 11 on the shot clock as Pitts dribbles between the circles. Now we'll drive the lane left to the bucket. Lays it up and in. 28 points for Pitts and a 9-point Bearcat lead. Verdure across midcourt right side. Dribbles in front of Pitts. Out front left for Lewis. Chest pass back to Verdure on the right wing. Takes it to the top of the key. Hooks the pass to Mason right side. Mason out front right for Jaden Smith. Started by the freshman Welton. Tries to the baseline. To the bucket. And a whistle and a foul. Last one to come up on Northwest. Foul will go on Welty. That'll be his third foul. He'll be shooting two at the free throw line when we come back after a timeout. 5:19 left. Northwest Missouri State 69. Lincoln 60. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installations. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Consumers Oil Company Maryville. Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri since 1928 by providing grain merchandising, tire, and agronomy services. More information is at consumersoilmaryville.com.
Support for today's game comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair as well as network setup, computer training, and data recovery. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from East Hill Shopping Center at the Belt in Frederick in St. Joseph. As a regional destination to shop, dine, and play, East Hills features over 50 stores and restaurants, including Texas Roadhouse and Golden Corral. More at shopeasthills.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from American Family Agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors lakeside rental cabins and a 40-room hotel and conference center opening in March of 2017. More at MazingoLake.com.
Dana Smith going to the free throw line, coming out of the timeout. Fouled by Wolte on Smith's drive to the basket before the break. 69-60, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln. Smith, a left-handed shooter, first to two off the front of the rim. Smith, a very good free throw shooter on the year, 75% from the line.
And we talked about the Bearcat men needing to hit free throws. Well, it's going the same way for Lincoln if they want to get back in this one.
Second free throw by Smith is good. He has 17 points. 69-61. Northwest Missouri State in front as Pitts will take it across the 10-second line, where he's met by Anthony Verdure. Right side for Woods. Out top of the key is Mosby. Now to Pitts, left side. Trying to get a screen by Mosby. Double team. Bounce pass left side on the wing. Now out front for Welty. They look right side. Snyder to Welty. Now to Woods on the left wing. With seven on the shot clock. Woods through the lane. Behind the back with a bounce pass left side for Mosby. Off the glass and good in the blocks left side. Devontae Mosby takes a heck of a feed by Woods, going behind the back with the bounce pass. And Northwest Missouri State in front by 10, 71-61. Verdure out between the circles. Mason looks left side. Smith. Top of the key. Rising lane. Spins left. Up for the shot as he falls backwards. Ball comes to Ellison. Up for the shot off the front of the rim. No. Gets his rebound. Blocked from behind by Welty. And Ryan will pick up his fourth foul. Pretty big foul there. Welty with four now. He's been playing in place of Chris Endow, who also has four fouls. That's a little short-handed. Xavier Kerr still out with an injury. At the free throw line, Rod Ellison. Shooting two. And his first one, nothing but net. He has 5 points. Three of those coming in this second half. Ellison, a senior at Pine Bluff, Arkansas. 62% shooter at the free throw line. A right-handed shooter. A little bit of an odd motion. Looks like he used both hands to put that up and in, and he hits both free throws. 71-63 Northwest. Full court pressure out of Lincoln. Cats will break it. Well, clean the front court left side. Doubles in front of the scorer's table. Hands off to Pitts, being chased by Verdure. Trying to work a screen by Mosby out front. Dribbles out of a double team. Through the lane he goes. A little runner in the lane. Good! And Pitts with 30, 73-63 Northwest. The other way to the baseline, Smith. Out front, left for Mason, between the circles for Verdure. Dribbles left side. Now right side for Mason. Back to Verdure, left side. Long, three off the wing over Mosby. Takes a high bounce off the rim. Snyder trying to fight for the rebound inside with Lewis. Let's see, are they going to give it to Snyder on the foul here? We have a break in the action here with Northwest Missouri State up by 10, 73-63. 3:51 left in this game. We'll be back right after this 1 minute timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville, in Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from King City Lumber. Specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction,
King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is available at kingcitylumber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Barnes Baker in Trenton and Chillicothe. The professionals at Barnes Baker in Trenton provide their customers with the service they expect and a full line of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles. More at barnesbakerautomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, providing local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday, and news updates throughout the day at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
3:51 left in the game. Northwest Missouri State up by 10, 73-63 over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. In that quarter, I'm John Coffey. Ryan Ellis is our studio engineer. Northwest has won the first two meetings between these two teams. A 5-point win in Jefferson City. Then this past Saturday, Northwest winning a game 82-53. And Northwest will come out of this in the inbound as the foul going on Lincoln after the before the break. So the Bearcats inbound looking at full court pressure. Inbound comes to Mosby off the right side. Mosby gives it to Woods, and Woods will double cross midcourt right as he is picked up by Jalen Smith. Comes out near midcourt. Cats spread out the offense. Woods between the circles. Looks to try to go to Mosby on a little bit of a pick and roll. Mosby had hesitated just a bit at the elbow, and the pass was overthrown. Ball goes out of bounds. The turnover will give it to Lincoln. Northwest holding on to a 10-point lead. Cats were up by 16 in the first half. It's been as close as an 8-point game here in the second half. For Dort between the circles. Cross court right side, Smith. Dribbles to the top of the key. Down the lane on Woods with a little runner for left hand. Rims around and out. Rebound. The putback walked away as the board came down to Mason. Went right back up and shot, and it's fouled. Welty picks up the foul. And that will be it for Welty. That'll be his fifth foul. So Coach Ben McCollum has a decision to make here.
That position has seen several fouls tonight. Chris Abu and Dow, who's about to come back into the ball game, has sat a lot of this game because of foul trouble.
Welty really gave Northwest some good minutes as the freshman out of Parkville. Goes to the sideline with 9 points and played some good defense today as well. 10-point Bearcat lead. Mason for the Blue Tigers at the free throw line, trying to cut into that lead for Lincoln. His free throw is good. We'll have one more. All three of Mason's points coming at the free throw line. 73-64, Northwest in front. 3:22 left in the game. Second free throw, nothing but up. And again, full court pressure. Inbound comes to Pitts, guarded by Verdure in the backcourt. Dribbles out of that double team, but Verdure from behind steals it away, picks it up right side, will drive to the bucket. Now dishes, trailing a play. Olison lays it up and in. Olison with 8 points as they score off the turnover. The inbound in down the right corner, still in the backcourt. Now gets it to Pitts. 73-67. Northwest holding on to the lead over this Lincoln Blue Tiger team with 2:54 left.
You just got to completely credit Lincoln with how hard they continue to play to fight this game and still be in it.
Pitts at the top of the key through the lane. This is baseline left for Woods, who's knocked to the floor. Fedora along with Olison there, and Olison will get called for the foul. That'll be his fifth foul. We now have two players fouling out of this game. 2:43 left. Northwest holding on to a 73-67 lead over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Coach John Mosley will take some time before making a substitution here. Anthony Woods fouled on the play. We'll have a one-on-one opportunity here. And Anthony, again, has struggled at the free throw line this year. 49% shooter at the line. He's 1-for-3 from there this evening. So, big free throw attempt coming up for Northwest with 2:43 left. That's holding on to the 73-67 lead. Woods, a 6'2 senior out of Kansas City. Shooting a 1-1. A deep breath, a dribble, eyes the bucket, free throw on the way. It's too hard. And the rebound to Lincoln. So the Cats continue to struggle at the free throw line. 73-67, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. Fedora to the top of the key. Right side, Mason Long, three on the way, and it is good. Mason drills the three. 3-point Bearcat lead. Closest this game has been since the opening moments of the contest. 73-70, Northwest in front, pitch in the backcourt. Now it gets passed between the circles for Woods. Woods scoots it back to Pitts with 2:13 left. Northwest holding on to a 3-point lead in this quarterfinal round game of the NIAA postseason tournament. Pitts top of the key, double team, finds Mosby at the free throw line. Now through the lane, dishes to Endow, trying to go up for the reverse layup, blocked out of the rounds. And the ball will belong to the Bearcats with 4 seconds on the shot clock. And now we'll inbound off the baseline right. Now they're going to have Anthony Woods inbound off the baseline right. Again, 4 seconds left on the shot clock. 1:59 left in the game. Northwest up 73-70. Pitts to inbound instead. Pitts to Mosby. Back to Pitts through the lane. He goes and mucks it around and out. Won't go for the rebound. Tapped as Endow tries to tap it out after going for the rebound. And a big sigh of relief by Endow as they blew the whistle.
I think by all the Bearcat fans, because just the positioning that he had, it looked like that potentially could have been an over-the-back call. And instead, they had a hold of Endow's jersey. So he's going to go to the free throw line instead of to the bench with his fifth foul.
So Endow at the free throw line, 2 for 2 at the line, both of those free throws coming in the first half. Free throw, good. Endow double figures, he has 11 points, and it's a 4-point Bearcat lead. Chris Endow, the junior out of Norway, with one more free throw. That's on the way, and that was too hard off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Lincoln. Northwest making things a little tough on themselves. Missing some free throws. 4-point Bearcat lead. 74-70. 1:46 left. Out between the circles with Earth. To the right side. Down the lane to the right baseline. Out right wing. Now front right side. Lewis find the back of the dribble. Through the lane. Into the left corner. Finds Jalen Smith. Watch the three on the way. Rims around and out. And Mosby with the rebound for Northwest with 1.5 minutes left in the game. 74-70. Northwest in front. Pitts into the front court, left side, guarded by Mason. Going right in front of the scores table, 1:20 left. 17 on the shot clock. Pitts motioning to have Woods come out, and now goes to the left corner for Woods. They give him a lot of room off that left baseline. Well, dribbles into the lane, baseline left for Mosby. Mosby underneath the bucket, finds out front, goes away, but it's picked up by Snyder. One on the shot clock. Snyder launches a long three. It goes on an air ball and out of bounds. And Northwest up by 4, 1:01 left, unable to get a good shot off that trip down the floor. Lincoln will have to go the full length of the floor with 1:01 left in the game. Northwest 74, Lincoln 70. Northwest had a 16-point lead in the first half. Lincoln slowly chipping away at it in the second half. Verdure will pick up the ball as it rolls toward midcourt. With a minute left, they'll dribble into the front court to the top of the key. Drives on Woods down the lane. Scoop layup, won't go, and a whistle and a foul. This will go on Northwest. Foul will go on Anthony Woods. That's his second foul, and this gets Verdure to the free throw line. 55.4 seconds left in the game. Cats holding on to the 4-point lead.
Cats 9 of 19 at the free throw line tonight. Just shooting a normal percentage. They probably got a lead that's 6 points bigger than what it sits right now.
Verdure, a good free throw shooter at the line, hits the first free throw. He has 15 points. Now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. 77% shooter on the season. The 3-point Bearcat lead, 74-71. 55.4 seconds left. Second free throw by Verdure on the way. Rims around and in. And full court pressure on the Blue Tigers as Northwest inbound. Woods flips the trigger in, gets the inbound to Mosby. Mosby. Now we'll dribble on Maddox. Maddox now into the front court right side for Endow. Endow pulls up his dribble, right corner, gets it to Woods. Not Endow, out front for Pitts. 40 seconds left in the game. There's 14 seconds on the shot clock as Pitts dribbles out near midcourt right side on Verdure. Now a 9 on the shot clock, through the lane. Pitts bounce pass, little left for Woods. Woods into the lane with it. Finds baseline right, Mosby. 2 on the shot clock, up for the shot. It rolls in, and a foul. They count the basket. Foul on Verdure. That is his second. And we get Mosby at the free throw line with a chance at a 3-point trip down the floor. Mosby went up with that shot inside. It hit the front of the rim and then rolled in.
And when he went up and got hit, he lost control of the ball, but he was able to wrangle it just enough to push it up and over the front of the rim to get that one to go. He did not have a good grip on that basketball.
76-72, Northwest Missouri State with the lead. One of the officials coming over to talk with John Mosley, head coach of the Lincoln Blue Tigers.
Yeah, he's. This is the official that was all the way under the bucket, and he went to explain the call. It's a pretty obvious call, so I don't know exactly what he's needing to explain here.
Mosby at the free throw line, 2 of 2. His free throws coming in the first half. This one on the way, good. Mosby makes a three-point trip down the floor. That was a big possession. Northwest up 77-72, 23 seconds left in the game. Verdura down the lane, almost lost the handle on his dribble. Now up front, gets it to Mason. Long three, finds good, and Mason hits for three off the left side. 77-75 with 16.3 seconds left. And Northwest Missouri State in front by two, 77-75, 16.3 seconds left. Let's pause for this 30-second timeout. Back in 40 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Campus Dining, operating six restaurants on the Northwest Campus, including Chick-fil-A, Starbucks, Papa John's, Einstein Brothers Bagels, Zen Japanese, and Bearcat Commons. Locations and hours are at nwcampusdining.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Farmers Mutual Insurance Company of Nottoway County, celebrating 125 years of insuring homes and farms in Northwest Missouri since 1891. Agent information is available at fmnottoway.com.
77-75, Northwest Missouri State in front of Lincoln with 16.3 seconds left. From that quarter, I'm John Coffey. Northwest has never trailed in this game. They led by as many as 16, but this Blue Tiger team just slowly chipped away at this one in the second half.
You know, we talked about it before the game. If Northwest couldn't pull away early on in the game or get a decent-sized lead, you knew you were in for a 40-minute game, and it proved to be right. Even when Northwest did build that double-digit lead, had a good lead at halftime, you still had this feeling that the Blue Tigers had some confidence from the way the early part of this game went, and they've carried that on through the entire 40 minutes.
Full court pressure out of the Blue Tigers. Woods will inbound, and holds it now. Timeout called by Northwest, and it will get the inbound in. So Woods calls a timeout. 16.3 seconds left, 77-75. Northwest Missouri State up by two. And I imagine, too, if the Blue Tigers can't get a steal off this inbound, you see probably a quick foul. It's going to be up from Northwest to get to the free throw line, hit some free throws.
Well, and that's what makes this inbound even more important for Northwest, is not just to get the ball in, but get it to somebody who can knock down the free throws. Because right now you look on the floor and you've got a couple of guys that you wouldn't mind having the ball. Justin Pitts obviously being the number one target for the inbound, but Lincoln knows that, so they're going to be all over him. I think the next guy maybe you'd want to get the ball in his hands is Zach Snyder, Chris and Dow possibly, but either Snyder or Pitts, you'd like to see the inbound come to one of those two so they have an opportunity to get to the free throw line.
Well, he struggles at the line will inbound here. As he holds it, lots inbound to Endow. Endow holds it and is fouled as Jalen Smith reaches around, stops the clock with 14.1 seconds. This gets Endow to the free throw line. Endow, 3 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. On the season, a 65% shooter from there with 14.1 seconds left. Again, Northwest by 2, 77-75. Couple big free throws coming to Chris and now. Fight, shoots, and hits.
One more makes it a two-possession game.
78-75 Northwest. Chris and now toes the line. Eyes the bucket. Free throw is good as he rattles that one down. 14.1 seconds left. 79-75. Fedora across midcourt right side. Looks into the right corner. Lewis drives the baseline, and a block foul coming up on Mosby, trying to cut off the bucket underneath, and a foul on the Bearcats. This will be Devontae's second foul. Stops the clock with 5.8 seconds left.
You know, I know the fans behind us for Northwest are a little upset, but that's not a bad foul right there. That keeps them from getting an opportunity to take a three-point shot on this trip down the floor unless they get an offensive rebound on a miss on the second free throw.
Reggie Lewis at the free throw line, a 70% shooter this year.
And actually, it should be a 1-1.
That's only the 19th foul on the Bearcats. Lewis at the line. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 17 points for Lewis. 79-76 Northwest with 5.8 seconds left. Quarterfinal round game of the MIAA postseason tournament in Kansas City at Municipal Auditorium.
I don't know if you see maybe an intentional miss here or not. It's a possibility.
Second free throw by Lewis. Rims around out. Rebound to Endow, who's immediately fouled with 4.3 seconds left.
And it wasn't an intentional miss, but it was a good miss. It took another second off the clock, and the Cats can go right back to getting this to a two-possession game with one of the two free throws going down from Endow.
And down at the line to shoot two. 79-76, Northwest Missouri State in front. Down with 13 points on the evening. Free throw here is good. That's a big free throw for Northwest. 80-76, Northwest up by four with 4.3 seconds left. One more free throw coming to and down. And that one rims around and out. Rebound to Smith. Smith will dribble to midcourt and launches it from midcourt as the buzzer will sound. And Northwest Missouri State escapes with a victory over the Lincoln Blue Tigers at Municipal Auditorium. Again, the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Northwest holds on for an 80-76 victory over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll be back to begin our postgame right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jordy Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. We're at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest Missouri community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MaryvilleHope.org. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com. Support also comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com. And from the Bearcat Bookstore, the bookstore located inside the J.W. Jones Student Union is open Monday through Friday and offers Bearcat apparel for men, women, and children. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
80-76, the final score. Northwest with the win over the Lincoln Blue Tigers. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. As the Bearcats see their record improved to 27-1 on the year, Blue Tigers close out their season at 17-13. Matt, wasn't easy down the stretch, but Northwest scored just enough to come up with a win.
No, and you knew, this is the third time we've seen Lincoln this year, and this is a team that has some basketball talent. And tonight, not only did they utilize that talent, but they also added in a little bit more of the team aspect. You know, they had four guys score in double figures. Two of them was 17, one was 16, so they're all right around each other. And that's what made them so dangerous tonight, is they did play more with a team aspect than maybe what we saw in the first two matchups.
We talked about this the last several games, that free throw shooting, an area that Northwest really needs to improve upon at some point in a close game. It could come back to hurt them. Well, they go 10 of 20 at the free throw line, 50% from there tonight. And really, a few extra free throws would have made a difference in this one, but you have to hand it to Chris Adele. Still have hit some big free throws when the Cats needed them in the last minute of the game.
Yeah, when you look at the the final totals, you need to see that if the Cats don't have to make every free throw, but if they just shoot what would be considered a normal percentage, then this doesn't come down to the last couple of possessions. The Bearcats would have had a 6 or 8 point lead, and they wouldn't have had to worry as much down the stretch just hitting a normal percentage. So again, it didn't hurt them overall tonight, but it's something that could hurt them in the future, and it's something they've got to be aware of as they work through the postseason.
And their final totals look to be 9 of 18, I believe, according to the stats that we have here. So still tough night shooting at the free throw line, but the Bearcats doing what they needed to do to pick up a win here and then move on to the semifinals.
Yeah, and that's the big key. You know, getting a win, even if you struggle in an area of the game or a couple areas or whatever, as long as you get to the next step, that's the final and most important key.
And there's one more try on the free throw shooting. 13 and 24 now, the final totals at the free throw line for Northwest, shooting 54% from the free throw line. And this one, again, final totals 13 and 24 from there. But again, Northwest with the win, 80 to 76. We'll be back. And more for you, including the extra effort award, right after this time out on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Joe Harley-Davidson at exit 44 on I-29. Offering Harley-Davidson accessories for the home and motor clothes for men, women, and kids. More information is at stjoeharleydavidson.com. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers footwear from New Balance, Nike, Brooks, Asics, and Birkenstock, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 582-4641. Support also comes from Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Oak Point in Maryville, an assisted living community that offers residents help with medications, meals, personal care, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazinga Lake Recreation Park. Mazinga Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information about Mazinga is at MazingaLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back at Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City, Northwest with the win, 80-76. The final score is the Bearcats improve now to 27-1 and move into the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Matt Gordon, I'm John Coffey. Matt, time for extra effort award.
Yeah, and tonight you, again, have to look at Justin Pitts, you know. That guy, this MIAA tournament, it's his place. Of course, you can say that about a lot of places with Justin Pitts, but tonight he ends up with 30 points, and that comes on 12 of 16 shooting. That is absolutely incredible. 4 of 6 from three-point range, 2 of 2 at the free throw line, 6 assists to go along with those 30 points. Oh, let's throw in 4 rebounds, a steal, a block shot, all to go along with that. Now, you look at Justin Pitts in the MIAA tournament. This was his 6th MIAA tournament game since he started with Northwest. He scored at least 20 points in every single one of those MIAA games. This is the first time he's hit 30 in the MIAA tournament. But here's another thing to watch the rest of this weekend. With those 6 games, he's got 140 career points in the MIAA tournament. The career record in tournament play is 181. So if he continues to go on his 40 point, or his 20 plus point pace, he should break that this weekend with another year potentially to play in the MIAA tournament.
I was going to say, if he does it this weekend, I'm pretty sure he's going to get it.
He'll get a chance, yep.
All right, Justin Fitz, your extra effort award winner, Northwest with a win 80-76 over Lincoln. When we come back, we'll talk with associate head coach at Northwest Missouri State and Austin Meyer about this one that's coming up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. And from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Support also comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat fans with buckets of original recipe, extra crispy, or grilled chicken and sides for tailgating. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at rogersrx.com. And from Nucor L&P in Maryville, producing steel parts that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you to not text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More at 660-562-0300. And support for the Bearcats comes from South Paws Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paws encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387.
Support for the Bearcat postgame show comes from Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back in Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. Northwest with an 80-76 victory over the Lincoln Blue Tigers in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. Joined now by the associate head coach of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. And Austin, had them all the way here tonight, didn't you?
Yeah. Never any doubt in that one.
Ended up building a 16-point lead in the first half, and I think everyone knew in the second half that this Blue Tiger team doesn't have a lot of quit in them, that they were going to make them run, and they kind of slowly chipped away and got back in this one.
Yeah, we played well. Our energy was good. I think we were pretty locked in defensively on Verdure and Smith. And, the biggest things, throughout the whole game that really hurt us was our defensive rebounding and obviously free throws, which seems like is an issue every game for us. But, we found a way. We battled. We made plays down the stretch. We were able to pull it out.
When you look at the free throw shooting, is it a case where you've got a couple guys that have struggled in their career at the free throw line? Is this a case that those were the guys getting to the free throw line where you got some guys that can hit some free throws but kind of getting the wrong guys there? Or what?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're struggling. Brett's doing a great job offensively and working our two-man game with Justin, setting ball screens. He's great in those situations. Defensively, he did a good job tonight being up on their shooters on their ball screen situations, and he's getting in pretty good spots. And then he's getting fouled. He's struggling at the line. And I mean, he's 1 for 7. He's better than that. I know he's struggled, throughout his career, but he's definitely a better free throw shooter than that. And we just gotta, he's worked on a ton. I mean, he shoots a ton of them every day before, after practice, during practice. He's out here in warm ups. He's in shoot around. So it's not a case of he doesn't know it's important. He knows it's important and he's working at it. And, sometimes as a coach, you stress it, and then it's like, okay, that's not working. Let's just not talk about it. So there's no real answer, I guess, at this point, but just keep working and hope they start going down.
Again, you have to watch the grit of this team, too, where you saw Lincoln make that move there in the second half, but this is a team that just continues to play hard and make some key plays down the stretch.
Yeah, we were pretty into it the whole game, and obviously Chris getting in foul trouble kind of hurt because he was playing at an extremely high level that first 10 minutes of that game. He was getting some big-time rebounds for us. He was defending well, had some drives to the basket. He was finishing. had the dunk. I mean, he was playing really well, and he got that second foul. And, you know, we're up 13 or 14 there, and you know, you don't want to see him get his third in that situation. And I think he, you know, he sat out for a little while. I think he got a little kind of frustrated, and then he gets a cheap one early in the second half, and it was just a real struggle for him with that foul trouble. But I will say this. I mean, he made some big-time free throws down the stretch. I think that shows a lot about his character that, you know, things weren't going great. He hung in there and made some huge plays down the stretch.
Well, another guy that gave you some good minutes, Ryan Welty, off the bench to take the place of Endell when Endell got into foul trouble, and he really stepped up for you.
Yeah, he did great. Hit some big shots early. Did a pretty good job on the rebound, rebounding part of it. And you know, he had a couple that we were on him about. You know, anytime we brought a rebound in, we knew they were coming for steals and kind of hanging around. So we were, you know, pretty emphatic on, you know, you got to get the rebound, you got to squeeze it, be strong with it, and we had a couple that they knocked away. But, you know, his ability to shoot obviously spaces the floor, and then his length defensively, you know, I think it makes it tough on guys. And I thought he did a pretty good job on switches, and when he did end up on Verdure or Smith, I thought he did a good job of moving his feet, staying up, being aggressive, and forcing tough shots. And that was one thing at their place. We struggled a little bit anytime we switched, of being too far back and giving them looks. And obviously they scored. Those two guys are going to score. I mean, they took, 37 shots? I mean, they're going to score, but you limit them and make them tough, which I think we did a pretty good job of. There's too many 50-50 balls, offensive rebounds, and the other guys that really played well for them tonight that we didn't do a great job on.
Yeah, I thought one of the big keys is they got more of a team game for them than what we've seen out of them the last two games.
Yeah, their role guys, you know, made some big plays. You know, we helped a little bit up more off Lewis tonight and to be more into those other two guys, and he did a good job of taking what we gave him, and we didn't do a great job anytime we tag a dive on pick and roll, and then we close back out. We didn't close out short. We gave him driving angles, and he was really good tonight. Both sides of the floor, I thought he did Lewis did a great job defensively as well. And you know, that's a team that, you know, we said in the locker room that, you know, they're fighting. That's their season. They're fighting for their lives, and that's what postseason's about. You know, you're going to get that every game. Guys are going to play at extremely high level. They're going to play hard. You know, we've talked about that all year with our ranking, the bullseye, and they're going to play hard. But you know, it's double dose here because, you know, you got the ranking, and then you got guys. It's win or go home, and guys, you know, obviously play well in those situations.
I would think a game like this has to benefit you too from the rest of the season here, where you've been tested and down the stretch. You haven't been tested that many times this year down the stretch. Well, this has to be something that's going to hopefully carry over for you.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And it's maybe not as the game's going on. You might not say that, but after the game's over, yeah, it's better to have been tested and make some plays and grind out defensive stops there late. It's only going to make us going better being in a game like this.
One final question about this game. Need to talk a little bit about Justin Fitz as well. I played 40 minutes, ends up with 30 points, 12 of 16 from the field.
Yeah, he was Justin Fitz today.
Yeah.
He struggled the last few games, you know, a little under the weather, still played. I say struggle for Justin. He's still been pretty good, but he was elite MVP Justin Pitts tonight, and he came out from the start. He was attacking. He was aggressive. You know, coach told him before the game, you know, don't need you to defer a whole lot today. Need you to be aggressive and attack, and he was really good getting in the gut on ball screens and facilitate when he had to, but more or less just being aggressive.
Well, with the conference tournament opening up with the men this year on the Thursday, you get a day off before coming back to the semi Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and that's nice too, because obviously we've watched this game here, and obviously it's teams we've seen, but gives us an extra day to prepare and you know, watch more film and you know, find out who wins this one and start preparing and probably have a fairly short practice tomorrow, you know, as far as on the floor goes. But you know, this time of the year, a lot of it in between games is really locking in, focusing on scouting report tendencies, you know, what we're going to do on our ball screen coverages, kind of the X's and O's part of it, and then get a lot of shots, and hopefully be ready for Friday.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Austin, for being here.
All right. Thanks, John.
And that is Associate Head Coach Austin Meyer with us on our post game. Northwest with a win 80-76 as they defeat Lincoln this evening in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from American Family agent Rob Sparks in Maryville. In addition to life, auto, home, and renter's insurance, Rob, Carrie, and Selena also provide coverage for farms, ranches, and commercial property. More on Facebook at Rob Sparks American Family. And from King City Lumber, specializing in post-frame and all-steel construction, King City Lumber provides planning, design, and construction services for commercial and residential buildings. More information is at kingcitylumber.com. Support also comes from Mill and Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Mill and Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at millanddinsdaleseed.com. Also from Losh Optometry, serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Campus Dining. Their staff provides full catering services for weddings, family reunions, and private events across the Bearcat Nation. More information is available at nwcampusdining.com. And from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville, celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104. Support also comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, Missouri, manufacturer of steel tanks for storing petroleum products, chemicals, and solutions. More information about Houston's products is at jlhoustonco.com. Also from Bittersweet Floral and Gifts at First and Main in Maryville, offering flowers for all occasions, Bittersweet also provides wedding decor, gifts, and wrapping. More at bittersweetfloral.com or 660-582-5700.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
And welcome back to Municipal Auditorium in Kansas City. 80-76, the final score. The Northwest men with the win over Lincoln in the quarterfinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. As we look at some of the final totals out of this one, Northwest shot 61.7% from the field, 29 of 47, 9 of 18 from three-point range, 50% from there. And 13 of 24 from the free throw line, 54.2%. 11 turnovers in the game for Northwest, 8 for Lincoln. Bearcats were out rebounded by the Blue Tigers, 31-29. Three players in double figures for Northwest. Justin Fitz with 30, 14 for Chris Ebrandow, including some big free throws down the stretch. And also 11 points for Devontae Mosley coming off the bench. And Devontae also hit some big free throws as well. And for Lincoln, they ended up with four players in double figures. They were led by Anthony Verdur with 16 points, and actually 17 points apiece for Daniel Smith and Richie Lewis as well, and then 10 points for Maurice Mason. But when you look at Smith and Verdur, 17 and 16 points apiece there, that's a far cry from what they're capable of doing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a bad night if you're Northwest in terms of those two. Even though there were a couple other guys that got in double figures, you know, they did play as a team, but Northwest was able to still figure out a way to win. They basically saw three different games out of Lincoln this year, and Northwest able to figure out a way to win each of those, even though two out of the three were definitely not easy.
And the Cats have a day off now before the semifinal Saturday afternoon. Right around a 2 o'clock start time for that one. That will immediately follow the semifinal round matchup between Central Missouri and Nebraska Kearney. Central Missouri defeated Central Oklahoma this afternoon 59-54. And Kearney over Washburn 72-69. Northwest will get the winner of the game coming up next between Fort Hays State and Missouri Southern. Of course, Missouri Southern, the team that headed the Bearcats, their only loss of the season. So an interesting matchup coming up in the final game here at Municipal.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. And really, it's between these two teams and the way things have gone in the tournament so far and usually go in the tournament, it's a toss-up. It's going to be hard to predict which one of these teams Northwest will see tomorrow night. Or, excuse me, on Saturday.
And, again, we'll have that matchup Saturday afternoon. Right around 2 o'clock is tip-off time right now. Let's schedule it as a 1:40 pregame for that matchup, as we'll be on there right after the other semifinal between Central Missouri and Nebraska Kearney, which gets things started here at Municipal at noon on Saturday afternoon. Well, good win for the Bearcats in the quarterfinals, and hopefully we got two more coming up here at Municipal.
Absolutely.
Again, thanks to everyone involved with their broadcast. Matt Gorder here at Municipal Auditorium. Ryan Elliott, our studio engineer. Again, the Bearcats with the win, 80-76, as their record goes to 27
and 1 on the season. Again, we'll be right back here Saturday afternoon, 1:40, with our pregame 2 o'clock tip-off and the semifinals of the MIAA postseason tournament. I'm John Coffey, and so long from the Municipal Auditorium.